Level 3. Review Test. Unit 7 and 8.
Hello, and welcome to The Technology Show. Today, we have author Doug Spencer on the show. Doug has just written a book called Technology in Your Pocket. Tell me, Doug, what's the book about?
It's about the technology we carry around with us every day, when it was invented, how we use it, and the relationship we have with it.
So, what kind of technologies does it cover?
Well, the laptop computer is one of the most important, of course. Personal computers first became available in the 1970s, and the idea of a computer you could carry around with you followed close behind. The first laptop computers were sold in stores in 1975.
And what were they like? I guess they were quite big and heavy.
Yes, they were, and they had very little memory, so you could only store small amounts of information on them. And it's interesting that people at that time, in the 1970s, thought that they would never be very popular.
And now, of course, we all have them. What other things can you tell us about?
Well, the cell phone is another example of a technology that we now all carry around with us. We've all seen photos of the first cell phones in the 1970s and how big they were. Again, as with the laptop computer, no one predicted that they would become quite so popular. Everyone thought that only a few business people and perhaps people in the army would be interested in using these technologies.
That's strange, isn't it?
Yes. And then, of course, there are portable music players.
You mean like MP3 players?
Yes. The first one, the Sony Walkman, was first built in 1978. Apparently, it was designed for the chairman of Sony, who wanted to listen to music while he was flying to and from Japan. Now, it's unusual to see a young person on an airplane without headphones in their ears.
That's all really interesting. So now we have all this technology we can carry around with us. Cell phones, computers, music players, movie players. What's next?
Well, I think what we're now working towards is having just one piece of pocket technology. Already, we have phones that are also music players or movie players. I think in the next 20 years, we'll replace all our different technologies with just one, which will do everything we need.
And how has our relationship with technology changed?
Well, our relationship with technology has really changed over the last 30 years. At first, these gadgets were something new and different. They were used for entertainment or fun, but they weren't part of our everyday lives. But now, we use them to help us live our day-to-day lives to the extent that we would find it difficult to survive without technology. We use our cell phones all the time as our main form of communication with others. We use our cell phones or laptops to do shopping, find our way around a city, or do our work. We also use them as personal brains to remember names and addresses and things we have to do today. So technology has really become a central part of our lives, and it's difficult to imagine life without it.
Doug, thank you very much for coming on the show. And now we...